Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
He's up top of the ball, throws over to Isaac, foot above the arc, in the corner, Gordon. He'll throw right in the center of the paint. That's Vucevic, the whirling right-hand hook. He's not going to miss that one.
Oh, boy, did he make that look easy.
Gordon tosses right corner. Isaac then cuts the basket. Isaac throws it to him. The reverse layup, Aaron Gordon.
That's pretty basketball.
Great block right there.
Vucevic over the top of Williams. Knocked it away. Fournier's got it. Magic on the run. Gordon going to line up a three. Right side. Fires it. Hit it. He is red hot. I'll tell you what. Last three, he had knocked down 9 of 15. And tonight, he's 4 of 6 out there.
You know, and he's feeling it, too. As you can see, he didn't hesitate at all in that transitional play.
Now, here's your host, Aaron Burr. Berlin.
What a fun day last night it was for the Orlando Magic. Winners 119-96 over the hapless New Orleans Pelicans team. The Pelicans team playing without Drew Holiday, also playing without the services of Anthony Davis. And all you did was you run roughshod over him. You got your third straight win. More importantly, though, you kept pace with the Miami Heat team that also got a win last night. We'll talk about that coming up here in the second segment, but I will tell you what, if you've been watching any of today's NCAA tournament games and your brackets are already busted because you had Belmont going all the way, what were you thinking? Or if your bracket was busted because you had Kansas losing, come on, you know that's not happening. Just saying, we're up 65-36 right now with 8:04 left to go in the first or in the second half. So hopefully that works out for me. But here's what's coming up on today's show. We'll talk about that Magic win last night. We're also going to talk some UCF basketball because UCF is playing in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 14 years. And I will tell you what, I thought they got a raw deal, man. You get in, you get an at-large bid. And what do? You get one of the last games of the night on the second day of the first round. And then if you win, your reward is to play Duke the very next day. So a tough draw for UCF, but hey, they're in. They got an at-large. It's good for them. We'll talk with Taylor Young coming up here in about a minute, minute and a half or so. But let's talk about that Magic game. Playing a New Orleans team that didn't have Anthony Davis, didn't have Drew Holiday, and the Magic showed no mercy in routing the Pelicans 119-96. Evan Fournier added 22 points, while Aaron Gordon also poured in 20 points, 7 boards, and 6 assists. And the more important thing was he was a plus 36 in the final box. He was absolutely fantastic. The win by the Magic allowed them to keep pace with the Miami Heat, who reeled off a win last night against the San Antonio Spurs. They're still a game and a half back with just 10 to go, so a lot has to go right. You do still have one more head-to-head with them, so a lot of opportunities for this Magic team. Hey, just a reminder, the Orlando Magic did drop a new Orlando Magic pod squad the other day. That is with assistant general manager Matt Lloyd. And I will tell you what, if you have not had an opportunity to listen to it, go listen to it right now. A lot of scouting reports, a lot of what they do during the NCAA tournament, how they look at it from a different perspective, and what their plans might be moving forward. How are you going to get to it? All you got to do is search the Orlando Magic Pod Squad on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Also on TuneIn, and that's all I got. So, with that said, let's go ahead and welcome in Taylor Young. He is the color analyst for UCF. First off, Taylor, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. And what has the last week been like for you guys, knowing that you're in the NCAA tournament?
It's so exciting. You know, I think it's been a really long time, and I think there's just a ton of excitement. And I think you look at our squad and say, you know, I think we had a good chance. I think we have a really complete team. And so I think it's just tomorrow will be super fun once the lights come on to see how we play.
Absolutely. 23-8, 13-5 of the American. Good for a third place finish. You got an at-large bid, and you didn't have to wait long on Selection Sunday to find out that you guys were in. How stressful was watching that show? That's something I've always wanted to be a part of. You know, I've never traveled with a team like that. But just being in the room in that moment where you had an idea that you were probably in, that you had a good enough ledger to get in based on your Quadrant 1 and Quadrant 2 wins, but just what was that moment like for everybody involved?
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't able to be in the room or wasn't in the room, but I tell you, man, you're right. It came quickly. I mean, I almost missed it. The minute that show started, they launched right into it, and you saw UCF's name really, really quick. So, you know, I'm really happy for the guys that have, you know, stuck it out, a lot of fifth-year seniors and a lot of leadership on that team. And, you know, you go through a lot of adversity. This team's been through a lot of adversity in the last couple of years, injuries or falling short. They made a good NIT run, and to see an NCAA tournament birth the way it has, I'm just really, really happy for those core guys.
Well, it'll be tough tomorrow night, one of the later games on the second day of the tournament. 9:40 Eastern time is the start. You can hear it right here on 96.9. It'll be up in Columbia, South Carolina. The draw is against VCU. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments. But, you know, Johnny Dawkins came and took over this program about 3 years ago, came over from Stanford, and this was a program that is going to play in their first NCAA tournament for the first time in 14 years. They've never won an NCAA tournament game, but let's talk about the job that Johnny has done, because I think the turnaround that he has been able to do in a very short amount of time has been one of the more impressive things in college basketball that I've seen in a while.
It has been. And you know, he's dealt with some injuries. I mean, you look at last year's team, if healthy, is a probably an NCAA tournament team. And, you know, you lose Aubrey, you lose Taco late in the season. BJ goes through his own injuries. As far as, you know, three out of your five starters, you're dealing with injury problems. So that's sometimes the luck of the draw. And a lot of times it's about staying healthy. But the one thing I'll say about Coach Dawkins and the job he's done, there is not a game you watch that they don't play really, really hard. And there's not a game you watch that it's not a pleasure to watch them defensively. And I think when you get those two things right, you have a chance every single night. And now what you're seeing this year, now you got some talent. Now you got some offensive weapons because they've been able to stay healthy. And that's where I really, really like how complete the team is. And I think that's the difference that put them over the top.
What's been the biggest difference? Because you look at the defensive tenacity and the defensive numbers that they've put up, and that has really been there since year one when they posted 24 wins under him. But you mentioned the offensive firepower. How much of that is B.J. Taylor? How much of that is also having Aubrey Dawkins healthy? Those two guys really seem to kind of run the show.
Yeah, and Taco's gotten better, right? So I think Taco's playing his last, I would say, seven games, some of his best basketball of his career. And Aubrey's a guy that he forces somebody to be on him at all times. I mean, he can fill it up from just about anywhere. BJ's a guy that hits late game shots and is more of a closer. So again, it's just down the line. Your back, Terrell Allen, the point guard, is phenomenal at running the show and just defending, one of the best on ball defenders in the country. Period. And so when you have that willingness to defend and you can complement it by having shot makers, if they get both ends right, I mean they'll beat anybody in the country.
You mentioned Taco and his development, because I remember, I think it was two summers ago, he had a workout here with the Magic, and he was available for a post-media session. And, there wasn't a lot. Everybody knew that he was probably going back to UCF. But just to have him in an NBA workout in that environment, and he almost seemed wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, because he should have been. You know, he was around something that he had never been a part of. Just speak to his development and how far he has come in these 4 years at UCF now.
Good point. You know, I think at first it was conditioning. That was his first challenge, is staying on the floor. Right, he used to be a guy you paid 15, 16 minutes. Maybe he gets into foul trouble, or he's just winded. So you got to get him out, and you got to get him back in. So he was almost, a unique player in a way that you couldn't play him the whole game. You felt like, whether it was conditioning or foul trouble, and give a lot of credit to the staff and strength and conditioning to get him into shape. And of course, he's taken ownership of that, and he's a guy that's played a lot more minutes because he's gotten himself in shape. And he runs like a deer. I mean, he'll run with some of the best big men in the country. And so that gives you a different dynamic. And then it's the foul trouble issue, where if he picks up an early two fouls, it's hard to be in a game and stay in rhythm when you're, off and on the bench. And so that was kind of the second battle, where I think he's done a better job of not getting in foul trouble early and actually staying on the floor. And then his progression offensively, of course, I think really in the last 10 games, has been his just timing. He's just very decisive, and when he's decisive, he's quicker to make a move and get it up on the rim, and also his teammates, right? You play with a guy like that, you don't play with a 7'6" guy every day. And so you've got to get used to knowing when he's open, when other people aren't open. You got to get used to, hey, when you ball fake and when you skip it. And I think all cylinders with Taco's development, you're starting to see him really impact the game on the offensive end, because he's always impacted it on the defensive end.
How much has playing along Colin Smith helped him too?
It sure has. I mean, Colin's a guy that back to the basket can be one of the better players in the conference. And so I think that gives him confidence to know that, it's not always four out, one in, where you're dumping it to Taco. You got Colin on the other side of the block. But if he makes a move and he comes, gets a double team or whatever it is, you're pitching it at the rim, and Taco's cleaning up a lot of those misses via offensive rebound. So you'll see a lot of the action with those two bigs specifically, calling it the high-low, free throw line entry. You'll see that a lot, and I think that's helped them a ton.
Right now, talking with Taylor Young, part of the UCF broadcast. They'll be broadcasting tomorrow, beginning at 9:40 when UCF tips off against VCU. It'll be one of the later games on the second day of the tournament. You know, one thing Michael DeCourcy always says, and I love listening to him and reading him. He's a national writer about the NCAA and specifically men's basketball. One thing he always says in every interview that I've listened to this year is that the one team that you don't want to play in the NCAA tournament is Taco Fall. Not Taco Fall, but it's UCF. You know, one reason is because of those two guys, Colin Smith and Taco Fall. They're two guys next to each other, Twin Towers, if you want to call them that, that nobody is used to playing in this era of college basketball. So when you get in a tournament setting like this, it's interesting because VCU has probably never faced anything like this. Duke to some extent, but you never play anyone that's 7'6". How much does that play into an advantage for Johnny Dawkins and this UCF Knights team?
I think it does, especially when you're playing an unfamiliar opponent. So some of these teams in conference have seen Taco Fall. You know, the same guys that have guarded him or the same coaches, they've game planned and they know when to double team or when he's vulnerable for a turnover. And so when it's completely new and you have a short time to prepare, I think it can be a tough matchup. And so the biggest thing I'm looking for is I'm hoping he stays out of foul trouble early and they can really put pressure on teams down low. Because you mentioned it, there's not a lot of combos that college basketball has seen with Colin Smith and Taco Fall. So if they can stay on the floor, Colin Smith's got to stay out of foul trouble too. He's a guy that when he picks him up early, traditionally, he doesn't play his best. And so I look for that early on in a game. And that's why I like UCF's chances. Clearly in the first round, you have a challenge in the second round, and you take one game at a time. But because you mentioned, they're just a tough and unique matchup. And by the time you figured it out, it could be the second half. They could have put it on you. And so because they're so good defensively, offensively, you may not figure it out.
Is there any concern with how late tomorrow night's game will be, the fact that you've had to sit around for almost 2 days? You know how hectic tournament time can get with upsets. Is there any sense that they'd prefer to just get this game out of the way now and get it over with?
I think there's a sense of that, and that's why you lean on leadership. You know, Coach Dawkins has been there as a player, as a coach, and at every single level. And, you know, a guy like that and a staff like they have is going to get you ready to play and hopefully relax you when you need to be relaxed and get you ready and assertive when you need to be assertive. So I was joking about it the other day. It might be a two-nap day for a player. I mean, I always loved game day naps. And, you hopefully just relax, take a nap, and get your body ready to peak at 9:40.
Well, that's one thing, you know, we hear and shoot around here all the time is how much the NBA players love their midday nap. It's part of their routine. It's part of their schedule. So if you take two of them in a day like that, that'll be fantastic. All right, well, it is VCU tomorrow. That's opponent number one. It's an 8-9 game. The winner will most likely play Duke, who will play before that. But just kind of give us a scouting report on VCU. Looks like Marcus Evans, their leading guy, and they're kind of do everything and engine that makes them go, is listed as questionable heading into tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge key. Kind of how healthy is he, and also who's matched up with him if he does play. But, you know, VCU, what I do know about them, I haven't watched a full game on them, but what I do know is that they're a really elite team defensively as well. So, you know, UCF's been a lot in a lot of close games. You think about those Cincinnati games, they're just bloodbaths, man. They're just old school defend, who can put the ball in the hole late. And I expect that type of game. And what I'm curious about for UCF is how free are they going to play on the offensive end? Do they come out nervous? They come out overexcited? Or are they comfortable when the bright lights are on? And I think if they're comfortable, I think they cruise. But if it's a defensive battle, I like they've won a lot of those close games too. So they certainly have their hands full with a team and a program that's been in the tournament a lot and made deep runs into the tournament. And Mike Rhodes is a heck of a coach as well.
Well, you spoke about it. Leadership oftentimes in the NCAA tournament gets you to move on, especially good guard play. And UCF has some really good guard play as well. Hey, Taylor, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, man, you're welcome. I'm more excited than anybody. So just the experience to follow the program as long as I have and to play there. I'm really excited for these guys and the people that have stuck around the program and in Orlando, period. I hope a lot of people tune in.
Oh, absolutely. I know a lot of people will be following it along. I know we will be very closely. It's 9:40 tomorrow night. Magic will play at 7 o'clock. So we'll get the Magic game out of the way, and then we'll watch some UCF basketball. Nice little doubleheader here in Central Florida. All right, that'll do it for us here in this segment of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. When we return on the other side, we'll recap you on a couple other games that happened early on in the day, some games that are going on right now, and also some games that are yet to happen today. All that and more coming up. Hey, just a reminder, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 1920 season. The For the full season plan, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game all season long for as low as $12 per game. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to get your full season plan today. All right, on the other side, we'll talk some more hoops. We'll talk some more Magic. You're listening to MDT.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. Hey, special thanks to Taylor Young, UCF color analyst. You can catch him tomorrow night beginning at 9:40 when UCF takes on VCU, a VCU team that could be without their do-everything point guard in Marcus Evans. He leads that team in points, steals, and assists. Can you imagine UCF playing without B.J. Taylor, maybe Aubrey Dawkins or Taco Fall? I think they might struggle a little bit. But how about the confidence level that Taylor was speaking about? You know, he thinks that they're going to roll through that basketball game and into the second round. I like it. I love it. And I also appreciated him dealing with me, like, fumbling through questions. You know, that's a true pro when you can carry a segment when the host can't do it. So all that and more coming up here on Magic Draft Time presented by International Diamond Center. Just a reminder, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 19 and 20 season. With the full season plan, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game all season long for as low as $12 per game. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to get your full season plan today. Just a reminder, the Magic did win last night, so you win too with Papa John's Pizza. Get 50% off your Papa John's order today when you use the promo code Magic Win. Okay, I think we got all of our propaganda in for today. I think we got all of our reads in for today. If you're not watching basketball, I don't know what you've been doing all day, but Cody and I are going to run through some of the games. Cody, hit it.
All right, AB, let's start with the games that have happened. We'll run through those and see if there's any surprises, you know, in your mind.
Kind of disappointed. There hasn't been any buzzer beaters. You know, that's the thing we all love about the first and the second rounds, right? Like, you get the last second shots, you get the game winners. Nothing.
Hey, there's plenty of basketball up ahead, so don't you worry. First game of the day, Minnesota knocked off Louisville 86-76. Big win from Auburn over New Mexico State by 1 point. Auburn struggled to hold on to that one, but they did indeed hold on.
That game looked like nobody wanted to win.
No,
nobody wanted to win that
basketball game. New Mexico State was turning it over late a couple of times. Auburn was coughing it up at an alarming rate. LSU barely snuck by Yale, 79-74. Nice 7-point win for Florida State over Vermont.
How about that? Good showing by the state of Florida so far. You get FSU, maybe you get UCF. What do you know? Both of those teams can move on. Florida, you got an opportunity.
Florida playing Nevada later on this afternoon. Actually, that'll come up, you know, right at the top of the hour. So that'll be a big one for the state of Florida as well. Michigan State survives Bradley by 11. And Murray State right now up 57-40.
You know, there was so much intrigue in this basketball game because, like you mentioned, you had Marcus Howard, who is a fantastic scorer, and then you had Ja Morant, the do-everything point guard. And the stat line that he had in the first half, you had it. It was fantastic. Everybody knows about Ja Morant and what he can do. The fantastic dunks, his ability to share the basketball. He's been so much fun to watch.
Well, and Morant in the first half went 10 points, 7 assists, and 4 rebounds. He currently has 15 points, 11 assists, and 7 rebounds. And I think to his credit, Charles Barkley was talking about it at halftime. A lot of guys try and shoot their way into the rhythm of a basketball game. Morant came out and had 5 assists in the first, 3 minutes of the game.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing better than getting your teammates involved, and then once they're involved, then you can start finding your rhythm and kind of get into the motion of everything. But, Cody, you skipped over one game.
I didn't skip over it. I saved it until last. Kansas with a big win over Northeastern, 87-53. I just want everyone to know Aaron was in the studio absolutely sweating with Kansas up like 21-22 with 9 minutes to go. AB, Kansas is moving on. It's going to be
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're going to the second round. We're playing Auburn. And if you had Kansas losing in your first round because of the upset predictors that everybody said
not.
Because of what Seth Davis said, call into the show. I want to know. 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. I'll tell you what. If you have Kansas going to the Sweet 16, maybe I'll give you a pair of tickets. I don't know, to a future Magic game. Just saying. But we're not trying to bribe people with Magic tickets if you advance Kansas. But I'm just saying that I'm a fan. You know, it's the one thing in life that I'm allowed to be a fan of because I went to school there. I don't cover them. It is what it is. But I will tell you what, Cody, we still have some great basketball games on tap, and we have about a minute and a half left in this show. Well, I don't think we ever gave our Final Four predictions, and we usually always do this on this show. So I'm going to start with you. What is your Final Four?
Duke is going to come out of the East. I have Virginia coming out of the South. I have North Carolina coming out of the Midwest. And who did I have coming out of the West? Where are we at
was
here?
Was it Michigan?
And
was Michigan the 2 seed?
Gonzaga coming out. I'm going straight chalk. I think you're going to have a few upsets here early, but the top of this year's NCAA tournament talent is at the top.
Wow.
And I think they are going to ultimately get there.
I gave you a chance to be memorable for our listeners, and you let us all down. You just
very,
went with everybody other talking
vanilla.
Head is gone. So here's what I have. I have Duke. I think everybody has Duke because I think they're going to roll to the Final Four. Although I don't hate UCF's chances against them. I actually
like
Taco Fall and Colin Smith going opposite against them, giving them something difficult to compete with. Virginia, I have Kentucky coming out of the Midwest. I think you're going to get UNC, Kentucky,
Kansas. That's a decent
Kansas,
shout. Kentucky's
all
playing
in
well.
That, all in that regional final, which will be good. And then I also had Michigan coming out of the West. So
that's bold.
You know, I'm just saying.
That's warm
just
take
saying,
from you.
You can't go with all the one seeds sometimes.
That's a warm
and I think
take,
the, I think
I'm
the
saying.
Ones and the twos are so popular in this year's draft. And so draft. Tournament. Jeez, I cannot talk, guys. You can see my mind was on that Kansas game this entire show. Anyway, that does it for us here on Magic Draft Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We're back tomorrow, guys. Magic game, 7 o'clock.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more 3-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for 3. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.